Reb Shimshon Pinkus has a beautiful sefer. I strongly recommend it on the Siddur, a sefer specifically on Tefillah. Really nice sefer. It's got two sefer. One sefer was actually written. It was actually one of the few sefer that Reb Shimshon Pinkus wrote when he was alive. Was published and printed when he was alive. Shorim b'Tefillah. It's a really unbelievable sefer. Besides that, there's another sefer which has been published after it was Nifta on Shurim based on the shurim that he gave, and one of them is specifically on tefillah. There he brings a beautiful thought. I thought it might be a nice thought as an introduction. He says that somebody asked him, what's the deeper meaning of tefillah? Somebody asked the Shimshon Pinkus, what's the deeper understanding of tefillah? Interesting question. So Shimshon Pinkus said, he doesn't know about a deeper meaning, he knows the simple meaning. The simple meaning is that Ribbono Shalom is Kol Yochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's got the koach to do and give everything. And we have to ask him for, he's the creator of everything. And we have to approach Ribbono Shel Olam. So the person asking him, Shimshon, he then said, but why is there a tefillah? Why is there an obligation then? Why is there a mitzvah to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam? Why is there a mitzvah to daven? If it's so simple, what is the mitzvah? So he gives a beautiful noshel. Shimshon Kedarka by Kodesh is that somebody, a friend of mine, once called him the Dubna Magid of this generation. It's unbelievable. This is Misholim. She says, imagine there is such a beautiful, such a powerful noshel. So imagine you've got a baby, and the baby is a toddler maybe, and he needs to be fed. He needs to be fed. Spoon-fed. And the mother knows exactly, nobody knows exactly when the child is hungry. Mother knows exactly when a child is hungry. But nevertheless, she'll often wait until the child asks or cries for its food. And the reason being, mother knows nobody when the child is hungry. They know before the children themselves. But the reason is because it builds the asking for something is part of a connection, a deeper connection to somebody. If you ask for the child's deeper connection to the mother is that the child realizes, I need to ask the mother for food. It's the asking element. Shimshon Pinkus says, this is the moshel, and the nimshel being that we also, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows exactly what we need and what we don't need. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows, of course the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. He's the one who gives us everything. He knows before us what we need and what we don't need. But it's us, as humans, need to have that relationship, that deep relationship, that we need to actually ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for what we need. It's for our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What kind of relationship would that be if we just simply get spoon-fed the whole time what we need? We'd be lacking that deeper, intense relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Tefillah is all about. So says Hagaon Reb Shimshon Pinkus. Additional point, which may be worth just put in context, it's the Psukah de Zimra. Maybe worthwhile pointing out as well, we've learned about Birkas HaShachar, the Bochas, the earlier Simon, and then Psukah de Zimra. It's very interesting. Why is that? Why is that? That is first the Bochas, first come the Bochas, we request the Ribbono Shel Olam, and after that comes Kaddish, Boch Sha'ama, Psukah de Zimra, Yishtabach. Obviously, there's a very, very deep meaning in that. We start off today with the Bochas, starting from the Tilas Yodayim, all the Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaTorah, etc. Then we move on to, of course, there's the Karbonos, etc. But then after this, we move to Boch Sha'ama, Psukah de Zimra, Yishtabach. Why is that? What's the Seder? What's the Seder? What's the order of that? So, Shimshon again explains, and he says something very, very interesting. And he says the first thing a Yid needs to know is to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says that's the brachas. As soon as you open up your eyes in the morning, you need to thank and to appreciate. If I can see, it's thanks to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. If I can stand up, it's because of you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever I can do, I need to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Birkas HaShachar, appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's not good enough. After that comes something else. Comes Psukah de Zimra. We need to realize, if Hashem I can see, if Hashem I can hear, I can have koach, I need to utilize it for your Ribbono Shel Olam. I need to utilize it to publicize and proclaim your uniqueness in this world. And that's Psukah de Zimra. We praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. After realizing that we've got all those gifts from the Ribbono Shel Olam, we then need to move forward and praise the Ribbono Shel Olam in gratitude for what we've got. Nice thought. Simon Nun Aleph, Seif Hei. In the middle of Hilchos Brachos, and we're discussing the halachos of hefsek interruption in the middle of Psukah de Zimra. Seif Hei tells us the following: so in between the Psukah de Zimra, you are between Boch Sha'ama and Yishtabach, and we've mentioned really have said the bracha of Baruch Sha'omah, and you mustn't interrupt. There is, however, some exceptions, the exceptions being the following. Between those mizmorim and between the Pesuk of the Zimra. Shoyel mipnei hakovod. This is a Mishnah in Brochas. Shoyel mipnei hakovod. To ask a greeting, to ask, to greet somebody, you can only greet somebody mipnei hakovod who deserves respect, kovod. Umeishiv shalom, but if somebody greets you and you want to reply, so meishiv shalom, you're allowed to reply back, lekolotum, to anyone. If you're in the middle of Pesuk HaDizim, in the middle of a paragraph, then shoyel mipnei hayiro, you may not greet somebody that you just need to give respect. That doesn't allow you to break in the middle of a paragraph. Rather, only mipnei hayiro, somebody that you fear, somebody that could be a fearsome person, such as who's the person? If you pardon,
Rosh Hashiva.
Yeah, there's probably a higher level of. It might be covered. Actually, it might be covered. Fear is somebody, pardon?
King.
A soldier, king in previous generations where they had real power and authority to just, person that can absolutely, have absolute authority to do this is Yiro. It's interesting that one of the Mefarshim members seeing one of the, I don't know if it's brought down Halacha, but certainly one of the Mefarshim in Bracha says that Yiro can actually the parents is called Yiro. You need to fear your parents. But I don't know if that's really brought down Halacha. But, and umeishim mipnei hakovod, and if somebody greeted you, then you have to then you answer back mipnei hakovod for kovod. So there's a few levels. There's kovod yira, and there's a distinction between in the middle of a paragraph and in between paragraphs. So again, bein between paragraphs, shoyel, you greet mipnei hakovod, somebody that you have to give kovod. Umeishim, and you reply. Shalom lechol adam. You're not to reply to anyone because it's very rude not to answer. Who the emtzam is, but if you're in the middle of a paragraph, then the halacha is shalom mipnei hayiro. You greet somebody that you need to fear. Who may shiv and you reply mipnei hakovod. Somebody that you give kovod. It's on a different level. The Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says something interesting, and he asks the question: is this relevant nowadays? If somebody greets you in the middle of, especially when it comes to Meishiv Shalom Lechol Adon, what that means is, if you're in the middle of, between two paragraphs in Pesuk HaDezimra, and somebody, your friend, comes late to shul, he davens right next to you, and he comes, and before he has got time to put his talis and feather on, he says, hello, good morning, how are you today? And you're between two paragraphs. Is that really, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, Beinam is murim between paragraphs. Shoyel mipnei hakovod, you greet somebody that gives kovod. Meishiv shalom, but you reply a greeting. Lecholodim to anyone. So it can be you, just your neighbor. Does that therefore mean that if your neighbor comes and rocks up late, you're allowed to reply to him when he says shalom, how are you? You're allowed to say hello back. Is that really what Shulchan Aruch means? No, there's similar halachas in the Mishnah, but we're not there yet. Similar, but that's what we're talking about, Pesuk HaDezimra.
Might not be what we do, but it sounds like that's what it means.
Is that what it means? So you're allowed to do that. Somebody comes in the middle of, he's finished, he's up to your shtabach already, and he sees that you're still, he said, did you hear the news? Yeah, in the middle of, is that really what it means? Shoyel mipnei hashoyel, shoyel meishiv shalom lechol adam. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Sifkot Yud Beis. He says, I'm lekamon b'simen samach vav mogen avom sifkot na'alef shekayoyim that nowadays she'ein ono regilim lishol b'shol she'ein ono regilim lishol b'shol b'vesak neses b'esat film. Nowadays that our custom is that we don't even talk in shul in the middle of Pesuk HaDezimra, we just don't talk. Therefore chalila chas v'sholim lishol, to ask a greeting, or le'oshev, to reply lo ben aprokim, no, in between paragraphs the kiyashma v'lo Pesuk HaDezimra. No, in between paragraphs, well, you're mentioning of Pesuk HaDezimra, no, in the middle of paragraph of Kiyashma. We don't, nowadays this halacha is not relevant anymore. Because we don't talk in shul, there's no allowance, no permission to talk in shul anymore. Yeah. Probably a year, yes. Yeah. By the way, just a little footnote, when I taught this halacha in Brochas, so what is the example of Yira? And I would make it, Yira would be an Ofsted inspector. I'm an owl, definitely, yeah. Yeah, these are all very good examples of Yiro, definitely. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and say Vav.
Tzoich lehavsik bein elilim uvein v'Hashem shamayim oso. Shulchan Aruch tells us you need to make a short break. Mishnah Berurah says a short break between the word elilim and then Hashem shamayim oso. You don't, shouldn't sound in one go that the elilim chas v'sholem and Hashem. It's rather you say bein elilim, comma. Hashem and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who created the world in Shemaim. Siv Zayin. Tzorich lechaven bepasuk Pesaches Yodecho. We're now learning the crunch, the absolute, the climax of Pesuk de Zemur really is Ashay. And within Ashay, the most important pasuk being Pesaches Yodecho. Hashem, you open up your hand. Tzorich lechaven. You need to have kavon bepasuk Pesaches Yodecho. And now this is a very unknown halacha, I believe. Veim loy kivein, if somebody did not have kavona. During the words, Poseches Yodecho, Tzorich Lachzoi, you need to repeat, Velo Omroi, you need to go over it, Pam Acheres, you need to go over it again. You need to repeat it. Somebody who failed to have Kavona during the word Poseches Yodecho, you need to go over it again. You need to go over it again. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzev Kotnet Tezvov explains it, and he says the following, Tzorich Lechavein, Sheikah, the main point, Mashakov Uloi Matei Ledovit, the main reason why we share Asher Yishu B'Sachon, then the continuation to the Ledovit, Bechol Yoim, do you know what we said every day? Hubishvil Oyse Pasuk is because of that reason. The reason why Chachamim included Asher Yishu B'Sachon and etc. is for this very Pasuk of Pesaches Yodechom. Bishvil Oyse Pasuk, Shemaske Bo Shifcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mentioned the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shu Mashkiach Al HaBriyosov, that looks after His creation to Mefarneson and He gives us Parnosa. This is probably the most important pasuk. Imsuk is always Poseches Yodecho. Yeah.
What about
Asher
at the end? Do you have the same thing?
No. Not as. No, no, doesn't say that. No. It's this one of Imsuk
is Zimmer. And what about the Minach of
Asher?
The same thing
doesn't apply? I don't remember what Aloch is there. I don't remember. But, what certainly does apply is what the Gemara says that somebody who says, yeah. Exactly. Precisely that. The Gemara says, somebody who says, Asher Yoshve Beisecho three times, or rather Poseches Yodecho, referring to Poseches Yodecho, he's a Ben Olam Haba. Somebody says three times a day, Asher Yoshve Beisecho is considered Ben Olam Haba. Now, of course, this needs a bit of understanding. What does that mean? We see over here the importance of Asher Yoshve Beisecho, Poseches Yodecho, but obviously, we need to understand why is that so. Why is that so incredibly important? Why is that the absolute most important element of Psuke de Zimra? So again, Shem Shem Pinkus, when he beautifully explains the Psuke de Zimra, he goes and he explains the following point. He says when the Gemara says that he's a Ben Olam Haba, he means that a person sees Poseches Yodecho, a person realizes that the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam is what provides for everything. He sees Hashem is the one who gives Panos everything. But three times a day refers to morning, afternoon, or rather different times of day. And that itself means three different types of situation a person might be in. Three types of situations. When he's very happy, when things are more challenging, when things are more difficult. All three implies that all situations a person may be in. But whatever situation he's in, he realizes, Poseches Yodecho, Hashem, you are the one who gives everything. That kind of person is Ben Olam Haba. It doesn't just mean somebody says Asher three times a day. It's not as easy as that to be a Ben Olam Haba. What it means is, a person three times a day means three different types of matzavim. Whatever matzav you are in, whatever situation you're in, you find yourself seeing and you find yourself realizing that Poseches Ribbono Shel Olam gives everything. That's when a person is Ben Olam Haba. Nice thought. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah and sentence of Kotten Tezayin. Pam Acheres and all the time. I'm a Chadom Shevi B'Shem Alevosh. Shetzirich Lomer Posek Pesach. I'll tell you for me is Mokas Seder. If a person realizes he didn't say Pesach is Yodech with Kavona, what are you going to do then?
Then he says the Posek again and the rest of Ashrei again.
Oh, that's exactly. Yeah. Very good. Absolutely. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says of here in Tezayin, in the name of the Chayei Adam, in the name of the Levush, Shetzoich Chayim Met Pasuk Poseches Yodecho Ad Soif HaMizma Keseda. If a person doesn't have Kavona during Poseches Yodecho, and you only realize later, you're going to start from Pesach Yudecha and you're going to go all down to the end of the capital. You say the whole capital. If you're already late, you're up to Yishtabach already, and you don't have time to go over it, you will say it then after davening, you're going to say Pesach Yudecha and you continue the rest of Asher. Wherever you are, even if it's after davening. Continues the Ramah. Ve'omrim posuk v'nachnu nevarechko achat hilel David ve'koflim posuk kol neshama tehalel ko. We say it twice. Lefi shusoy psuk dezimra, because that's the end of psuk dezimra. Ve'chein posuk Hashem yimloech lo'olam void. We repeat that as well. Ukshemagia leve'ato elikenu moedim v'nachnu loch. Oile posuk v'chol koymal v'nechot ishtachavay. En lishchoyz v'ishtachavayz. Sham k'del kamon tzim kuf yud gimel. Although we mention in tefillah numerous times moedim v'nachnu loch, bowing down and bending down, we don't actually do it. We're mentioning it, but we don't bow down. The custom is to stand. So when do we need to stand? We need to stand when we say, when we say, what's the Ramah Paskens? We stand, right, the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot New Test that there is a Vayvorech Tovet Ad Shema Ato Hashem Elokim Hoari Kshaomav Ato Moishel Bekoyin Nosen Tzoka Meumot. The Mishneh Berurah brings a view from the Ariya Kodosh that there is a minhag to give tzoka when you say the word Vato Moishel Bekoyin. A menek, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Ari, that when he said, V'alto Moshel Bakoil, to give tztoke. Anybody has that menek? V'alto Moshel Bakoil, you give a bit of tztoke. Nice thought to this. A nice thought. Well, how can it be that in the middle of davening, we go and start putting, we give tztoke during davening? How can that be? And the truth is that people who don't have the menek, it's probably because they consider themselves oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore they were not going to do all the mitzvahs in the middle of tefillah, oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So that's probably the reason why some people don't have the minhag. But according to Ari, how do you understand Ari? How can the Mishneh Berurah, how does that make sense? In the middle of davening, you start giving out tzedakah. How can that be? Why is that? You're in the middle of doing another mitzvah. Why are you going to do another mitzvah in the middle? Well, you're doing what?
After davening, before.
Right. Right. Very good. So, but Mishneh Berurah, he says in the name of the Ari, that when you recite V'atum Moshel Bakoil, you give tzedakah. What's the problem? But you stop and you get. Good. So I want to share with you again what Shimshon Pinker says about this. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says he was once responsible. He was once supporting a certain moysed, an organization for tztoka, and there was what he was trying to get for that moysed, and if it was the yeshiva or any other organization, he was trying to help them to fundraise. There was one person, was a very rich person, who then helped organize a whole big fundraising event, a dinner, for very, very wealthy people. And there was one person in particular, an extremely, extremely wealthy individual, who was the one who was really running the show. And he was telling everybody, you know, you have to give tzedakah, and he was talking, and he was speaking publicly, and he was dashing about it, and he went to every single person individually, all his friends that he had invited for this fundraising event, and he went up and said, you know, you better give. Why not give a bit more? And he gave the check and he tore out the check and he said, you can do double than that. And then he was really the one that, and he was extremely, extremely successful. Extremely successful. Baruch Hashem, the event was a major hit, a major success. The mamash saved that moysed, that yeshiva, everyone saved them from financial distress just because of that wealthy individual who mamash made it happen, the fundraising event. And then Shimshon went up to the person and he looks and he said, you know, it's amazing that you have really made all, you've mamash kolam asa godam in oisi, you've done all, so many people were zoiche to give towards that moysed in your zuchos. But how much can you also, have you given something towards it? And he said, no, I haven't yet given. Let me take my checkbook out. I'm also going to give something. He said, you know, they all gave. I'll give even double. I'll give as well. Of course, very rich man. He takes out his checkbook and he starts. But as soon as he wants to, he takes the pen, he's got a check. And he was really the one who made it all happen. When he starts writing, it's just not happening. It's not happening. Then he said, you know what? Maybe I won't be able to double it. You know what? Let me give a slight different figure. And he starts right, but that's not working out. can't do that either. He goes down and says, you know what, I'll give equivalent of $500. You know what, actually not, he tears that check, goes down to 200, to 100. His captain's in his pocket, an $18 voucher, and he just tries to give that, even that he puts back, and then he says, you know what, actually, I think I leave it like this. And he doesn't give anything. He's not giving anything. It's a true story that Shimshon said. He wasn't able to give anything. He was the one who made it all happen, and his mesius nefesh and his enthusiasm, and which was a genuine enthusiasm, mamash made everybody give out. But when it came to his own pocket, he was unable to give even a pound. He was unable to give anything. So Shimshon Pinker says, this is pshat in the Ari. This is pshat in that minig. We are proclaiming the Rebbeinu Shalom, Tov Moshe Vakoil. You Rebbeinu Shalom, all our money is yours, Rebbeinu Shalom. It's all yours, it's all in your hands. You are the one, any money that we have really is yours, and we proclaim the Rebbeinu Shalom is Malchus. We proclaim, we praise the Rebbeinu Shalom. We are really nothing, we're all trying to do yours, Rebbeinu Shalom. But we're all dashing and dashing. We're dashing away about the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hata Moshe Vakoil. But when it comes to, we can't give it. So therefore says that Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Ari, take out your vouchers and give something now. Give it now. You know, don't be like that person. Just give something. Show that you're not just talking, but show that you can actually do something about it. Hata Moshe Vakoil. Seif Tes, Seif Ches in Mishnah Berurah. Ein Oimrim Azmiris Bemrutza. Do not rush the Psuk de Zimra. Kim Benacha, say them slowly. Say them slowly. Say the Psuk de Zimra have to be said slowly. And the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Kotten Chof, Pemrut Shaloi Dalek Shum Teva. Don't leave out even one word. V'lehavlim, don't swallow them up. Ele Yoytzi Mepiv, say them, verbalize them from your mouth. Keilu, as if Moine Mois, as if you're counting money. This is a word in which we actually find it for later on. Shulchan Aruch speaks about other parts of the tefillah, about using that expression. Mishnah Berurah uses that expression of Yekeilu Moine Mois. It's very, I don't know, for us, Moine Mois nowadays, everything goes with a card. But I think it's a bit foreign to us, but I think that still we know what it's meant to look like when you're counting coins. So you do it slowly, Yekeilu Moine Mois. Mishnah Berurah adds a very interesting halacha. Kosav Reb Yudah Chosid, Reb Yudah Chosid writes, Mishayinu Melubosh, Heite, somebody who doesn't have enough clothing, and he's cold. He doesn't have enough garments to wear. He's Pal Beveisu Bechoir Benachas. If you're cold, you can't go to shul because you're freezing cold, you haven't got anything to wear, you can daven in your house. Interesting halacha. If you're freezing cold, you can't get out of the house. Imagine that cold, that those conditions that people lived in. If you're too cold to get out of the house, if you're too cold to go to shul, and you're not dressed appropriately, you can daven in your house, says the Mishnah. Pardon? He says the bracket says v'tzorich il melekamon simenun base ve'ef shtoret zlema shemach masakol eni yuchal lechavn gam etfilas yitches keroy. He seems to say that if you think that you can actually make it, you could make it physically, you could make it to shul, but you won't be able to have any kavana because you're just freezing and shivering, then don't go to shul. So that's a chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. Pardon? He said lo. It's interesting because he says eni yuchal lechavn gam etfilas yitches keroy. He won't be able to do kavana appropriately. He might mean that it's the kavana which is ma'akev. Not sure. He doesn't. It's an interesting halacha. Interesting halacha. I'm sure. I wonder. I'm not sure. I wonder. It's a very good point. Yeah. And finally, see if test mizma lesoida ishlamo benegina. Mizma lesoida is to be said with some slight tune. She called shiros hasidus levotel. All the shiros will be cancelled. In future, chutz, excluding mizmor lesoida, ein oimru mizmor lesoida b'shabbos v'yomtev, mizmor lesoida is not to be recited on Shabbos v'yomtev, oi b'me Pesach on Pesach, she'ein toido kevo bohem, mishum chometz, on the days that we don't bring korban toida, because of chometz, we don't say this mizmor, v'loi b'erev Pesach, on non-erev Pesach either, and lekamol tov chuv tes, loi b'erev Yom Kippur, we also don't say it on erev Yom Kippur, and lekamol tzim tov reish talev, v'chein noag v'medinis eilun, that is a general minhag. Right, so to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we started learning about between the Mizmorim, you ask for Knov, Kovet, who may should reply, Shalom Lechol Odom. Emtza Mizmor, Shalom Mipnei Yiro, may should reply, Kovet. Mishnah Berurah says nowadays this does not apply because we don't talk in Shul. See, Vav teaches us that we have to interrupt between Elilim and Hashem Shemaim also. We then learned that Pesach HaSedecho is the climax of Pesukei Zimra. Person fails to have Kavona. He needs to go over and repeat it. If he hasn't got time to do that, then he can do it after davening as well. And it's not just the pasuk of Pasech Hezadech, or rather from Pasech Hezadech all the way till the end. The Ramah tells us that we say Vanachnu Nevarichka after Tidele David. We say Kol Neshama twice. And additional points as well. Whenever the Pesukei Dezimur mentioned about bending down, we do not bend down. We don't do it. Mishnah Berurah also mentioned if somebody is freezing cold, he doesn't have to go to shul. If you cannot daven bekavana, the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Ches teaches us that you should say Pesukei Dezimur slowly, and it means every word to be recited properly and verbalize them accurately. Tziv Ches tells us that Mizmor Esod is not to be said on days that Korban Torah was not brought. Shall carry on with Simon Nun Beis Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.